The biggest story in the world has captured every country, every television, radio network around the world is talking about Kate Middleton, Will's wife, who has not been seen in public, photographed. Where has she been? The conspiracy theories are out of control, from the fact that she's maybe hiding an illness, a relationship breakup. Is she even alive anymore? These conspiracy theories are spiraling. They're now bringing in other people, neighbours. A woman has had to deny having an affair with Wills because that was a conspiracy theory. But the thing is, nobody knows how that family operate unless you've lived with them. And we are now very thrilled to be crossing to the other side of the world, to the UK, to speak to a man who is not only a close confidant, in fact, but Princess Diana said the only man she ever trusted. He's grown up with Will and Harry. He's lived in the royal family. He knows how it operates. Welcome to the show, Paul Burrell.
Hello, guys. It's good to be with you.
Now, Paul, you must see these things that unfold in the royal family, and you know how it operates. You know how the advisors work. I mean, we watch The Crown, and we get as much as we can out of that. But, Paul, with everything that's going on, can you tell us, what do you think has happened to Kate?
Well, it's all very simple, really. The world's gone mad. Everybody's gone bonkers. I've never read such rubbish in all my life that's coming across the internet. The internet's wild with speculation. But, you know, the truth is very simple. Kate's had a serious operation. The palace did say she'd be out of the world stage for quite a while, and she wouldn't be resurfacing until Easter time. Now, of course, the public can't accept that because they don't know what's going on. They want to know what's going on with Kate. They want to know where she is. But she wants to take some time out. She wants to be below the radar while she recovers. And the world doesn't seem to accept that. William is constantly aware of the media and speculation. He does not want it to hurt his family. They live in a very tight bubble. And nobody gets inside that bubble.
So she's not dead?
She's not dead. She's alive and well, and she's recovering.
Did they not help themselves by putting out a poorly photoshopped image? Like, oh, here I am. It's all fine.
That was a mistake. Mm. Yeah, that was a mistake. There are two halves of Kate and William's life here. I mean, they are king and queen in waiting on the world stage. Fine. And you're able to criticize and do whatever you like about their public role, but they do have a private role as a mother and a father in a family, so they're entitled to that too. The mistake was, of course, that photograph which William took, Kate photoshopped. Now you know that every royal photograph is photoshopped,
but not
and
by
I
Kate.
Don't know how to photoshop. Well, she stuck a few leaves on a tree and she fiddled with their clothes just a little bit. And then the world goes mad and says, oh, my goodness, what has she done? Well, you know, the palace system were running around like headless chickens because they released that picture without actually scrutinizing it in the first place. So it's the communications department that should get shot. They're the ones that should get shot, not Kate. Kate is an innocent in all of this, and she didn't realize what she was doing. William and Kate, they don't scroll through the media. They do not look at social media and see what's being said about them. And they're trying to live a normal life underneath this huge scrutiny.
Now, Paul, I've been going through Twitter a lot, and I've fallen in a deep, deep hole, Paul.
Oh, he's lost,
yes,
Paul.
Go on.
Help him out.
Now, this is one of the theories.
Twitter is a negative search engine.
This is one of the theories. Now,
go on.
Kate has had an affair with Will's best friend, who is the godfather to George, who died recently.
Right.
And
okay.
Will's didn't go to the funeral. Why wouldn't he have gone to the funeral when it was his best mate and godfather of the kid? And that now Kate is in mourning and shattered because he's obviously died. And Will's had been cheating beforehand. Kate is hammering Will, saying it's your fault. And there is a lot of hate because she was in love with the best friend. Bang.
Oh, wow. This sounds like a Hollywood movie.
Or a script from Bold the Beautiful.
Oh, true.
It could be. It could be something which Harry and Meghan had written.
Could be true. You reckon Harry would do that to his brother?
I don't buy any of that. I'm sorry to disappoint you. They are very happy. They're a very tight unit. They are very safe on royal property. And they are not going to stray until Easter. You'll see a different story at Easter time. If I was their PR man, I would put Kate in her finest, send them off to church on Easter morning. She would step out of church with her children, with her husband, and then it would squash all these conspiracy theories and put it all to bed.
Why haven't they done that, Paul? That's the only thing I am very suspicious of. They trotted her out. Just put her on the balcony and wave and it all goes away.
William will not bow to anybody else's pressure, to the media pressure, the speculation on the internet.
Does he bow to Rose, because he's got a kid to her?
No, that's a conspiracy theory.
That's a conspiracy theory, and that is not true. Have you been watching too much of The Crown?
Yeah, because that's the best.
Well, when you watch The Crown, it scrambles your brain because I watch it, and I look at it and think, oh, my goodness, that's not true.
That didn't happen. Actually, on that.
And the Queen isn't a cold-hearted, miserable woman. She wasn't like that. I lived with them. I know these people. I know where they are. I know how happy they are. I still have contacts within the royal circles. And I know people who live very near them. So I know that all is well. And William will not bow to public pressure until he thinks it's the right time. It's not the right time yet.
Hey, let's get back to Kate. Now, that footage of the farmer's market with Wills was not Kate.
It was.
It wasn't Kate.
Yes, it was.
It was not Kate. You're seeing doctored
stills. It is I believe that it is her.
Christmas decorations, right?
It is her.
To my question.
She just popped out for a loaf of bread.
Did she?
Oh, yes, her.
Do the royals use body doubles? Do they have body doubles?
No.
Ever.
No, they do not have body doubles because remember what the Queen said? We have to be seen to be believed.
But it wasn't her.
And so they are. Yes, it was her. Did you not see how she was looking rather drained?
Skinny.
She was looking thinner than usual.
Mm-hmm.
It's because it wasn't her.
Yeah, because she's been ill. She's had a serious operation. And when you all find out one day what it is, you'll think, oh my goodness.
Do you know what it is?
How horrible. How horrible for the world to... do I know what it is? Well, I do, but I'm not going to say because it's not my place to tell you.
Well, thank you, Paul, for your candor. This has been an incredibly insightful chat and we're so excited because you have agreed to come back on the show tomorrow. There are so many other things we want to ask you. We haven't even touched on King Charles, his health, Harry and Meghan, what the relationship's like with Wills and Charles at the moment. So we very much look forward to having you back on the show tomorrow, Paul Burrell.
You're very welcome.